USA is crumbling. Y'all sit back.
All right, let's bring her in. Without further ado, Ms. Susanna Cole, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? How's my connection? Is it okay?
Yeah, we're doing okay. I'm going to read a couple of these articles about Israel, but I wanted to bring you on as soon as possible. Welcome back to Pete Santilli Show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We're going to have a discussion. By the way, if you want to call in and talk to me about your family member, your family members that just look at you like you have 10 heads, tell me if you have family members like Susanna Cole does, who has pretty much educated her, and you're going to hear her story as to how her family introduced her to the real ways of the world and enlightened her to the point to where in that tiny little body of hers, in a short period of time on this earth, she's learned more in that short period as a result of what her family taught her than I was able to learn over, you know, a lifetime of brainwashing as a neocon. But let's get back to speaking of neocons. The neocons are frothing at the mouth, I'm sure, especially the Christian ones that are all whipped up into a frenzy wanting to go save Israel right now. And you already hear them on Fox News and on CNN talking about, I actually had a local news channel today where I heard Rabbi Haier is his name. And he said, no other country in the world would ever allow this to stand. You know what? Mr. Rabbi Haier, whatever your name is, you get everybody, you get all that airtime on television, thanks to all of your Jewish friends in the media, of course. But this guy stands at the podium and talks about how he's going to protect himself with what we call white phosphorus grenades, special rounds against the civilian population in Gaza. And Susanna Cole, you and I already know about those walls, and you don't need to respond to this, but the walls that are basically putting the Palestinians under siege. So this is a nasty situation that is transpiring. Terrorists in the Sinai Peninsula launched rockets into Israel Friday night, reports the Jerusalem Post. The rockets fell near an Israeli village on the southern border, causing some damage, but no injuries. The Israeli Daily Haaretz reports rockets fired from direction of Egypt towards Eshkol Regional Council. It appears no damage was reported in connection with the rocket fire from Egypt. Earlier today, the Egyptian prime minister visited Gaza to express solidarity with the Palestinians there. So Egypt has weighed in. And you know the United States will eventually have to weigh in, because right now the Israelis are flailing. And if all the Christians find out that Jerusalem has been rocketed by Egypt, Susanna Cole, how do you think they're going to respond to that?
I think they're all going to get ready for the rapture. You know, they're going to be happy about it. They want Armageddon.
They literally want it.
Oh, yeah. They want it.
This is a great,
in a big way.
A great day for them, then.
Yeah, it's not so much about supporting Israel as it is about that specific war starting.
Yeah. Sad but true. Do you mind if I take a call here before we get into the meat of our discussion? Hopefully, Sergeant Bob.
Please do. I think I know who it is.
Sergeant Bob from Kansas is on the line. I'm going to take him after this breakdown. That's what I'm going to do. Okay?
Okay. Awesome.
All right. I want you to call me because this is the discussion we're going to have. Susanna and I are going to be talking about our awakenings and the impact that has had on our families. It's a sad story in my regard, just because, you know, I guess I'm kind of indifferent towards these people in my family who haven't even taken it upon themselves to do the research on their own. They have to wait to be spoon-fed by me all the information that they should have been researching on their own. Your family members are looking at you like you have 10 heads, but won't they be surprised when everything you've been fear-mongering about will materialize in relatively short order? Stay with us. Don't go away. I'm going to...
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com. Hi, folks. Pete Santilli here. As a prominent social media personality on Facebook and Twitter since they were first launched, I participated in one-dimensional discussions with literally hundreds of thousands of followers. When I first set up my SecondLife.com account about a year ago, I entered a whole new magical world that brought my social media activity to life. Second Life is much more than just a 3D game or a social media platform. It'll bring your online persona to life in one of the most beautiful virtual reality simulators on the internet. It's free, and besides, it's the best way to listen to the Pete Santilli Show. You can interact with me live as I broadcast daily from the Overthrow Bunker studio. To get your free account, go to any one of our episodes and click on the Second Life banner. Once you're in, we'll give you the grand tour of our newly built Camp FEMA, the very first educational tool of its kind anywhere in the world. For a limited time, if you sign up for a new SecondLife.com account, will give you a priceless welcome package. SecondLife.com. Join now, tune in, and connect with your friends at the Pete Santilli Show.
Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000? Well, it happens to the best of us. Just ask Charlie.
I was a pro NFL player, defensive back. Yes, I did get a letter from the IRS.
It's a scary thing, even for a big man like Charlie.
Well, man, when you see those dreaded letters, capital IRS, $60,000, man, you almost dropped to your knees. You know, they were trying to levy my accounts, garnish me, real bad situation.
Charlie found out about the law offices of Craig Zimmerman.
I heard their commercial on the radio. I said, well, hey, let me give them a call. It was like talking to my brother, talking to a great friend. I called Craig Zimmerman, and they put a stop to it.
You'll love the way they do business.
Like we say in the NFL, they never drop the ball. They did a great job for me.
You may be able to significantly reduce your tax debt. Call the law offices of Craig Zimmerman and get your game plan. 800-638-0727.
Craig Zimmerman, they threw a touchdown for me.
Call now and find out how much you can save. 800-638-0727. 800-638-0727. 3-8-0-7-2-7.
On the line, Sergeant Bob, are you there? You're live on the Pete Santilli Show.
You bet. Gunny Bob here, Pete. Good.
What's
to
up,
talk.
Gunny?
Good to what's that?
I said, what's up, Gunny?
Good to talk to you. Semper Fi. And...
Semper Fi. Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what. Restoring the Republic and the Constitution of the United States is my only concern right now. And Israel. Israel is a big concern. But I want to say one thing, that Lieutenant Colonel Terrence Lincoln, U.S. Army, said it best and went to prison for it. The Constitution of the United States matters. You know who he is, don't you, Pete?
What's his name again?
Lieutenant Colonel Terrence Lincoln. He was a medical doctor in the U.S. Army and went here about... Oh, several months ago, spent 6 months in Leavenworth because he refused to go to Afghanistan because he knows and he wanted that usurper we got sitting up there in the White House to show that he was that he was officially capable of sending him. They sent him to Leavenworth. I went up to visit him, and they wouldn't see me. So, I mean,
essentially, if I could just clarify this, Gunny, I just want to make sure all the listeners know that Lieutenant Colonel Terrence Lakin essentially refused orders given by the Commander in Chief Barack Obama because he didn't believe that he was eligible to be President of the United States, and they locked him up in Leavenworth. He's basically making little rocks out of big rocks right now.
No, he's out now. In fact, he's home, but he's lost everything. He had 18 years in the Army. He lost everything.
Wow.
This asshole has really ruined some careers. But anyway, I think he said it best. The Constitution of the United States matters. Now, we've had several people stand up. He's not the only one. There's Lieutenant Commander Walter Fitzpatrick, Commander Kirshner, Staff Sergeant Moran, and a Marine Sergeant, the name slips by me. I don't have him, but he's another one those folks have had their careers ruined. But anyway, the Constitution, in my opinion, is what we're after, and the reestablishment of Christianity and Judaism, something that's been kicked out. The peaceful, you know, there will be no peaceful return to yesterday, to yesterday's America. You know, and our way of life that so many people talk about, they talk about our forefathers and all this crap, but they don't seem to realize that it's all over. The communists are here. They're coming through in droves. And until we stand up and fight these communist bastards in an all-out war.
Yes, sir.
Against the dark, evil world of communism, the Muslims, and the New World Order, and that's a 666 on the end of that New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
We better do it now before it's too late. We can't screw around anymore. We've screwed around too long. Like it or not, we the people are on our own. We are on our own. This evil, fraudulent, traitorous Muslim, Barry Satoro, a.k.a. Harrison J. Bonnell, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama.
Yes, sir.
And the members of our traitorous turncoat Congress. Now, let's not forget them. They blessed this guy in 2008. They came by and said he was okay. So he's been blessed by our own traitorous Congress. And since then, SCOTUS, HLS, the Secret Service, the FBI, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff have all committed treason, in my opinion. They have committed treason. They have not honored their oaths, and they've allowed this communist usurper, fraudulent communist usurper, to sit up there in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Now, hey, Gunny, you know what I want to ask you? I want to respectfully, okay, just tell you that you're going to hear some stuff, okay? And I want to listen to you with an open mind, of course. But I've got a perspective on this Israel war thing.
Okay,
it's a little bit different than what your perspective is. But I just want you to understand that you're going to hear some stuff from me that you may not agree with, but I will be very respectful of your opinion. I want to stay in contact with you. You've sent me emails, and I absolutely back you 1,000% on everything you just said.
I'm sure glad you got them. That's great.
Yeah, no, I did. I really appreciate it, but I just want to respectfully tell you that I'm going to say some stuff that you may find a little bit offensive because I don't think we need to be committing our troops to their deaths on behalf of Israel firing rockets. Now, there's a big dispute about that as to what we need to do in Israel, especially now today. Egypt has fired rockets into Jerusalem. And that's something that you or I are not going to be able to stop, the repercussions of something like that, are we?
Well, Jesus Christ is going to put a stop to that one.
Yes, sir, and I respect your religious opinion in that regard. I do, and that's why I want to very delicately tell you. You may be offended by some of the things that I'll say. But,
I listened to some of it. I had it on earlier. I'm not offended in any way. I'm really concerned right now with the good old USA. You know, we went overseas and we've blown the hell out of other countries. And we've come home and then we're only gone a couple years maybe, and then we come back and sit down and watch the football games, the baseball games while they have to rebuild. Well, now we're being invaded. We are invaded. They're coming. That's what I'm interested in right now is this country. We're living in America. This is our country, but nobody's as long. My neighbors are too damn far away from the southern border and the Canadian border to really care. I guess we're sitting out here, fat, dumb, and happy. I guess I don't know what the deal is, but we're being invaded as we speak right now on our southern border. I've been down to Mexico. I made four trips to the border trying to help out and do something. Hell, it's useless. They're coming across there in droves, and I'm talking about illegals. I'm talking about Mexicans, illegals, Muslims, the enemy, Chinese, Russian, all of them. They're all coming through Mexico, and then John Moore came up with the Russians. That, 60,000 up there in Canada right now. There's a whole lot to say, and I don't want to take all the time. I'm frustrated. I don't want to wait. Tomorrow never comes. And if we don't quit talking about tomorrow or talking like we got to talk about this or that, we're gone. We're helping the communists, and they know it. Yeah. Well, my question is, I'm going to say a few more things here, and then that's it. There's no easy, painless solution to the mess we the people, we did it, helped create. We let these sons of bitches in. Pardon my French. I can't help it. I get wrapped up into this.
You can say it however you want. Now, I apologize to all of our affiliates, but you know what? Just go ahead and say what you need to say with your own discretion. Go ahead.
All right. And we've got to start anew, and that means draining the swamp. From the top down, and that means everybody, state, federal, city, Sedgwick, city, county, if we're going to restore, and there can't be one old-timer left. You keep one old alligator left in this swamp, all he does, or a young one, all they do is create some more. You got to get. So I'm going to ask the question, if not now, when? If we don't do something now, it's time to pick up a rifle and go take back what is rightfully ours, what we fought for. Wow. If not now, when? And if not we the people, then who? That's the question.
Donnie, can I? I'm not going to interrupt you. I actually want somebody to interject here.
Okay.
Susanna Cole.
Thank you.
Susanna Cole is on the line. Susanna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who does Gunny sound like?
He sounds like a Marine.
Sounds like a Marine. That's right. Gunny, I honestly believe that the fate of our country lies in the hands, in the minds, and in the hearts, and in the rifles, okay,
yes.
of veterans like you, me, because we even have a younger generation of Marines. That I call them Xbox Marines, which I love, you know, all Marines, all of our service members, of course. But you know what? They're a little bit blind to the realities of the world. I think eventually we can turn them, but the fate of our country right now is in the hands of people like you and I that are prepared right now to start taking actions because we know how critical of a time this is.
That's correct. I agree with you. They're right there 100%, Pete. And
yeah, can I say something here?
Yes.
I was talking to Gunny today, and Gunny, is it okay if I tell everybody how old you are?
You bet. I'm
okay, Gunny
proud of it.
Is 79 years young, you guys.
I'm physically fit, and I'm ready, willing, able. So, and you know, with us old guys, we may be too old to fight with our hands, but I can sure as hell pull a trigger. So don't get in front of me if you're.
That's right.
Okay.
You ought to stay on the line with us, Gunny, so we can talk about some of the things you've seen in this world in your 79 years.
Stay right there, okay, Gunny? We're going to be back here in just a couple of minutes, okay?
You bet. Thanks, Pete. Semper Fi.
Right? Semper Fi. Yeah, we'll be back with Gunny right after this break, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
BW, Future Smokes.
Okay, I want to go right back to Gunny. Gunny, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. You are back on, and I want to ask you this, and I want you to, as clearly and concisely as you just spoke just now, I want you to tell me if you agree or disagree with me. I know the difference between communism and non-communism, and what we have here before us, sir, and I'm going to say this very clearly, as a former United States Marine, at a time when I went in during the Cold War, I knew Ronald Reagan was my commander-in-chief when I first went in. And I was trained to kill communism, and I'm prepared to do so at this point in time. Is this not communism that we need to go after at this point in time here in the United States of America?
That's correct.
It is.
That's right.
Without any hesitation, you say that.
That's right. And with no hesitation, in this country, we need to break out our weapons and go kill every one of those SOBs right now. The only good communist is a dead one.
There you go.
Now, that's about as clear as I can make it.
No, we and you're not afraid to say that, are you, Gunny?
No, sir, I'm not.
I've said it before on this show, and I think that's what's made the show so popular is I speak the truth. But as
you
former
do.
United States Marines, we know what the difference is. We know what the difference is here in our society. We have to protect our families and everything that we fought for 200 and almost 50 years.
That's right.
I'd rather be fearless and say what you just said than to be here as a slave to communism.
That's right. And that's exactly what will happen. And nobody knows till they slam the trap. When they once they shut slam that trap, look at China, North Korea, Vietnam's all gone. But China, North Korea, all of these countries, huge countries with masses of people, millions of them, controlled by a handful of shitbirds. How do they do that? You see, I kind of compare this to these Westerns we watch on TV, and I know people must say the same thing.
Johnny, we have to watch our language, though, okay?
Okay, I got it. I will.
Radio with that. Okay, go ahead.
Ten people ride in on their horses, and they take over a little old town with about 100 people in it, and they all got weapons, but they ride in, take over, and I'm sure that I've done the same thing, sit back and say, well, how in the world could they do that with all those people with their weapons? That's what's happened to this country. We, the people, and I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about 95 to 97% of we, the people, and I use that word loosely, have surrendered to communism, and they just don't know it.
That's right.
And they just don't know it. That's the thing. I think that's why we're not rising up right now.
No, that's right.
They don't understand what it is.
Mm-hmm. They don't know it yet, but they will. These China, North Korea, all these countries that they found out the hard way. We went to Korea. Well, at least South Korea pulled themselves up by their bootstraps and they're doing okay. But does North Korea, the China, look at China. Great, big, huge country with lots of people, but they just let themselves be walked on. They've been brainwashed. And that's what happens. The longer this goes in, the longer we keep we're playing into the communist hands, the longer we keep saying, well, we got to talk about it. Well, we've talked about it enough.
We have. Did you ever think in your lifetime that you would see it come here to the United States of America?
No, I never. And no, that's why I went to Korea. I know that's why WW2 vets went over and fought to keep it out. And that was our job, was to keep communism out of America. But that stopped. That isn't happening anymore. Now, it's here, and we're being invaded daily.
I think they've been on a 30-year plan to install this thing, don't you?
A what?
A 30-year plan. They've been on a 30-year
plan. Oh, no, they've been on a lot longer than that. I'll tell you, when the Korean War ended in 1953, North Korea was already planning. That's been a lot more than 30. That's been 60 years ago.
Yeah.
The MLR, the main line of resistance right now, is here in America on our southern border. And they're coming in droves.
I believe that. Susanna Cole, you agree with that as well, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, we've been talking about news articles, them wanting to. Well, we've got the drug runners, of course, that I think are part of their army down there.
Oh, yeah, the drugs are, the drug runners. But it isn't just Mexicans. I'm talking about people from the Middle East, those ragheads. The best way I can put it, the ragheads.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Johnny, listen, we're gonna have to break here, but we're gonna stay in contact. All right, I'll give you a call.
Oh, that'd be great. I want to thank you, Semper Fi, and thank your whole crew.
Semper Fi, yes,
thanks,
sir.
Thanks, Gunny.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Wow. I give that man the utmost respect for many different reasons, and I apologize to all of our affiliates for any inappropriate language. But this gentleman. Gunny has fought for our country in Korea, and I say I apologize to you for the offensive language if anybody was offended. But at the same time, I think we can all appreciate the fire with which he says that stuff. Don't go away. We will be back right after this message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do? Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out debt? Stop harassing phone calls, even stop foreclosure or repossession? Well, the answer is yes. Pick up the phone right now and call the bankruptcy hotline at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. With 17 years experience as a practicing attorney, Craig knows how to get the creditors off your back and get you peace of mind. Most people don't realize that bankruptcy is a great alternative by immediately stopping collection calls, allowing you to keep your home, eliminate all of your debt, and give you a fresh start. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 800-281-2286 and learn how bankruptcy could help you. So stop wondering what to do with your debt and call us at 800-281-2286. 800-281-2286. Not all will qualify. The law offices of Craig Zimmerman is federally designated as a debt relief agency. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California.
Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out your credit card debt? Stop harassing telephone calls? Even stop foreclosure and repossession? I'm talking about Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. Federal bankruptcy laws were designed to get the creditors off your back and give you a fresh start. Imagine waking up one morning without stressing about debt. It's true, and it could be you. Call right now at 800-281-2286 to see if you qualify for this powerful debt relief program. We're the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig has been a practicing attorney for 17 years and has an A+ Better Business rating. We know how to make the law work for you to give you a fresh start. We provide a free initial confidential consultation. Don't spend another day wondering what to do about your debt. Call 800-281-2286. The consultation is free and so is your phone call. You have nothing to lose but your debt, so call now at 800-281-2286. That's 800-281-2286. Office is located in Dallas.
And now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at Pima Region 9, is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
We have some callers on the line, so I'm going to fade the music out real quick. Music of No Messiah there going down, and No Messiah will be joining us tomorrow night for the after show, of course. So make sure you stay tuned to the stream. And we have Ashley on the line. Ashley, are you there from Rhode Island?
Yes, I am, Pete.
Hey, all right. Ashley, just to let you know, she's a regular caller, contributor. She's actually an associate producer as well, and she helps us manage the chat room. What's going on, Ashley? What's on your mind?
Oh, well, you just asked for people to call in about having family members that refuse to awaken. Yeah, pretty much all of my family refuses to see facts that I show them. I just kind of given up on them, like probably a couple of years ago. I kind of gave up on them now. But my brother was over. I guess it was the week I got the book, my book, Judy Wood book, and I just wanted to I just wanted to show him some pictures. I said, "Hey, you got to see these pictures, you know, that they didn't show us on 9/11." So I opened the page, the toasted cars, and he's like, "Yeah, no, I don't want to see that," and just like ran out the door.
Are you serious? He refused to look at it.
Refused to look at it.
Wow.
And he ran away.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not stunned by that, but I'm actually just thinking through the conversations I've been having with my family members. Can I share something with you, Ashley?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to speak very, very truthfully, and you know, I kind of hesitate just because I don't want to offend Dr. Judy, but I want to describe this. Susanna Cole, you know where I'm going with this, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think it's important that I say this. This family member that I spoke to, that I had introduced, and I said, look, go take a look at Dr. Judy's information. And that person had gone to her website and I think took a look at a video or something like that or saw a picture and and said, you know, basically told me I needed to stay away from that stuff, that he couldn't stomach it and clicked out of it because, listen to this, okay? Now I'm going to follow up on this with my opinion. But he said that Dr. Judy was too ugly.
Are you really?
Listen to me, okay?
Wow.
And I told Susanna Cole this, and Susanna Cole knows exactly what I mean when I said this. I think, knowing what I know about what Dr. Judy is doing as a true patriot, is she Julie Banderas on Fox News? You know, young, vivacious, and propped up, spewing propaganda? Absolutely not. Julie Banderas, I used to think, is a much more beautiful person than I do now. Now I know what she represents. And I knew what she represented to me as a brainwashed neocon back then. And Dr. Judy, on the other hand, is probably one of the most beautiful souls that I have as an image in my mind, and knowing what she's done for our country as a patriot and the information that she's come forward with. Literally, just with the information she's given to me to help educate me, she's a much more beautiful person. But that is the difference between an awakened person who's absorbing factual information, taking a look at reality, right? And in our society is so conditioned. If it's not prettied up and packaged and put in, you know, in front of them like Julie Banderas on Fox News, they won't listen to it.
Yeah, I know. It's so sad. And she's such a sweet lady, too. Dr. Judy Wood, she really, you know, she comes with a very, very sweet lady.
One of the most beautiful souls on earth right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She is. She's been taking a lot of abuse behind the scenes that she hasn't told anybody. When I found out that basically they killed her assistant and she never told anybody because she didn't want to give them, you know, the people that did it to her any ammunition, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I mean, even Alex Jones used to be a lot better looking to me years ago. I mean, just as each day goes by, it changes. But anyways, I'm just saying that just to be funny with you, Ashley. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt. Yes, I know who you're talking about.
I have a couple more callers on the line. Do you have anything else you want to share?
I do have one thing I want to share, but I couldn't wake my family members up, but I did wake a good friend of mine up. It took about 10 years, and I started telling her about all this stuff. And she finally woke up, I guess, around July or August of this year, and she's in our chat room right now.
She is?
Her name is Missy 321.
Wow, that's awesome.
Missy 321, wow. And she woke up how long ago?
Probably July or August, I'd say.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yep, and she's like telling me stuff. Nobody wants to. You know, believe me, blah, 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 they think I'm crazy. I'm like, well, welcome to the club, girl.
Yeah,
I said, welcome to my world.
We go through phases of our awakening. We all do. I mean, we have to learn how to speak to others. I mean, right now I'm at the point where literally I'm turning my back on family members, where we've reached a point in our history to where you need to be listening to people like Gunny, okay, versus the family members that are telling you that you're crazy. Like, I don't care what they say anymore.
Yeah, no, neither do I. I just kind of ignore them and just, you know, I just don't bring it up. My mother actually brought it up to me the other day, and I started to tell her, you know, after the whole Hurricane Sandy thing, I started to tell her what's really going on, and she was like, okay, I don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's very sad, but like you said the other day.
Thanks for bringing Missy 321 to us, okay?
Oh, yes. She's just, she'd be here every night if she didn't come on at 11 o'clock at night. She has to be up at 5 a.m.,
Well, yeah, be sure to let her know. It's a show that's that she can get on the podcast. If you have iTunes, you can automatically have it downloaded.
Oh, she listens every morning on her drive to work.
Yep. Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Ashley, thank you very much for calling in. I'm going to take Dr. Don in Florida on line 3.
Yeah, hello, Pete.
Hello, sir. Thank you for calling the Pete Santilli Show. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to comment there on Gunny's statements, you know. He's a tough old jarhead, and He should know that the price for freedom is blood, and I agree with him. But there's a significant factor in all this. Our government has become so powerful because we pay all the money to them. And you can see what happened up in the Northeast when they needed help. Where was the government really when they really needed help? In Waco, they just went in there and just destroyed innocent women and children for the sake of showing the United States people, this is what's going to happen to you if you rise up against us. Mm-hmm. And we should realize that if we go ahead with this revolution that's coming, that the price is going to be very high. And mostly the population has been controlled through chemtrails with the strontium, the aluminum in the air to make their minds just mush, the fluoride in the water to make their minds flush, you know, just make it mush in their heads. So they don't even have the desire to revolt. And so the small amount of people that would do it may do it in vain and literally be crushed. It has to be a unanimous decision among all Americans.
Yeah, and that's going to be tough to get consensus, but I think a small portion of us who are awakened, who are prepared, we know what the cost is and what the alternative is to accepting this level of communism. It's going to cause unfortunately, it's going to be a mess, I think. And you're right. This is going to be a high price to pay.
Well, Pete, you know when President Reagan was in office, you remember the Russian president that was in office, the communist leader?
Yeah, Gorbachev.
Yeah, Gorbachev. That's right. And when President Reagan went over to Germany, he says, "Mr. Gorbachev, take that wall down." Okay, what really happened there is a lot of Americans don't know this. America at that time shook hands with Russia and said, "Okay, we're not going to be full capitalists anymore, and the Russians are going to be full communists anymore. We're going to go to this thing called socialism, world socialism, and I like to call it Capucom is basically what it is. It's a form of capitalism and communism united, which they generously call socialism, and that's what they want. They want world socialism, and it's creeped into our universities through the Department of Education, and you saw what happened in the election, okay? The people really think, you know, if you give me my food stamps and give me my telephones and just the basic needs, I'll be happy. And let's go ahead and tax the rich some more and cause a division between the middle class and the rich. And causing this division between the middle class and the rich, people should know what's happening. They've created a division in our country, okay? If it wasn't for the rich, there wouldn't be no jobs for the middle class. And so that in itself should be looked upon as a division. See, these people call it, you know, moving forward. We're not moving forward. We're moving downhill faster than we could ever possibly move, and they think we're moving forward. So I don't know how you think about that, but I want you to give that serious consideration about moving forward.
Yes, sir, Dr. Don. You know, if we were to actually line up all Americans right now, 350 million people in a line, and we were to take them one by one, and ask them, do you want to be a slave? I think every single one of them would say absolutely not. And people need to realize, whether they're brainwashed or they've been subjected to chemtrails, really, this is the alternative. This is what we're accepting at this point in time, is ultimate slavery. Slavery of the mind. I mean, we see it happening right before us. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it's the push button world. I went to go get some change the other day from a fella, and he had to pull out his calculator to subtract some simple numbers. We've become slaves to the push button world, and what it is, they're not able to think for themselves anymore. They can't just open their minds and just say what is real and what is not real. And what is sad is when this division occurs between the rich and poor, it makes it even worse, because what happens is that this is one nation with liberty and justice for all. That means for the rich as well as the poor. So why should we tax the rich more? So they have less incentive to make money. So all they do is go overseas. They're leaving for Austria. They're leaving everywhere. And that's why America is going down, because they're not understanding the true heart of capitalism. What made America great is capitalism, okay? And this disease called socialism, which this administration so hardly pushes, which it went into the university back in 2008 and won the minds of all the young people, okay, and where it was the mistake was made was that the Republican Party selected the wrong people to run. And yeah. And if Ron Paul would have gotten the time that he needed and the true accreditation that he deserves, okay, if he would have ran against President Obama, he would have beat him hands down. There's no doubt in my mind.
Which is why they committed voter fraud and did not want him to come forward. I agree. And his campaign was compromised. But, Dr. Don, I'm sorry to cut you off. I do have a couple of other callers, and we're short for time. But thank you very much for calling in, sir. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And I want to be able to call in any time. Susanna, you have something to say?
Yeah, I want people to remember what he was talking about there when he was talking about Gorbachev. Remember that Gorbachev and Maurice Strong were big buddies, and they're the ones that put the blueprint together for Agenda 21. That's
right.
Where Agenda 21 was born, between Maurice Strong and Gorbachev.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Dr. Don, thank you very much for calling in, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Mike, California, line one. What's going on, Mike?
Hello?
Hi, is it Mike from California?
No, this is Vicky.
Oh, it is Vicky. Okay.
Vicky from
I had Mike from California. So Vicky from Idaho. How are you, Vicky?
Hi, fine, thanks. I wanted to take issue with what your previous caller just said. Mm-hmm. What's going on in our country, this communism, the collectivism, it's actually funded by the wealthy. Socialism is really fascism. And it's the collectivism that is the communism, and what that is engineering. Mm-hmm. It's social engineering, and that's where you get the redistribution of wealth. But yeah. It's really the wealthy that are pitting the middle class against the poor.
Yeah, and you know what? Not to dispute. As a matter of fact, this is what I did. I want to be honest to say that, you know, Dr. Don brought up the point about, you know, should we tax the rich, you know, over the poor, and the rich are the ones that, you know, that produce the jobs and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? This is what I didn't even dispute that. You know why? Because this is what I believe. I believe we need to completely abolish taxes.
Well, if you look at all the...
So it's not even an issue.
Yeah. If you look at all of the trade agreements that they've signed and the opening of our borders, they've destroyed our economy, and it's been the Congress that has done this. They've concentrated all of the wealth in the country basically on Wall Street in the financial sector. So, you know, the people that are making several billion dollars a year, $5-6 billion a year, can they afford more? Yeah, you bet. But I'd really rather than taxing them, I'd rather fix our economy and increase the base of taxpayers by making sure that they have jobs, you know, that our economy is functioning in a normal way that creates normal jobs.
Mm-hmm. And, Vicky, I'm sorry to seem like I'm going to interrupt you here, but we're really pressed for time.
Okay.
We're on a time clock here. But let me ask you this. Two quick questions. Don't you think that I think the only time we should really heavily penalize the rich as far as the taxation is concerned is when they take money offshore.
Yes, absolutely.
When they take it out of the United States of America, you know, we should offer incentives to where if you're spending your money and you can, you know, produce jobs and you can demonstrate all that stuff, I think we need to have really no income tax whatsoever.
Well,
and that's a very complex thing, but we have so many things that we need to do beforehand. First thing we need to consider, and here's my next question. Do you think we should go defend Israel?
No, I do not.
Okay. I'm glad we're in agreement on that. We can't afford to do it. But we really need to negotiate some sort of a peace, and the best way I think we can do that is to tell Israel, you're on your own if you're going to act stupid, you know, because they're a little bit more brave knowing that we're going to back them up. And I appreciate you sharing your opinion. But thanks for calling, Vicky, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Susanna.
Yeah, and, you know, I think what she's talking about is not just people who go out and achieve wealth that's like $250,000 a year.
Yeah.
I think what she, you know, these people who've started from the ground businesses, family businesses that have been in our communities for hundreds of years, even in some cases. I think what she's talking about here are the elite. And there's a, you know, the elite that run all of the big business and big pharma and the military industrial complex. I think that's what she's talking about here, you know, and I think what Dr. Dom was talking about was when he talks about wealthy, when you are an American, you know, you consider $100,000 a year, $250,000 a year. Most of us consider that wealthy, you know, most of us do. And those are the people he's talking about. They can't start new businesses. They can't work on their businesses because they're being taxed to death.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Thanks for joining me. I'm going to have final comment when we come back from this break, okay? So it's going to be, I have some things that I need to say here in the short time that I'll have after this break. But final comment's coming up right after this break, ladies and gentlemen. This has been an intense show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at FEMA Region 9, is your host, Pete Santelli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Okay, so you want me to tell you what the difference is between Gunny Bob and other people in America at 79 years old who were in the United States Marine Corps? Absolutely nothing. Nothing! Gunny Bob was on the Pete Santilli show. That's the only difference. We didn't have all the other 79-year-old United States Marines on the show. I'm going to tell you this right now. And There are other branches of the service that I have tremendous respect for. I do, but they all know. Every single branch, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, all of them know that the craziest mofos are the United States Marines. That for some reason, somehow, some way, over 230-something years, were trained to think independently, crazily, absolutely, 100%. Blinders on, freedom only, semper fi, do or die. And at 79 years old, he'll say, semper fi, once a Marine, always a Marine. Marines are taught and trained to recognize good from evil. It's in our blood. It is a history that is unmatched among any other branch. I say that, and you know this, if you're in any other branch, I respect you. But you know how crazy the United States Marines are about being first to fight and taking care of business. I mean, it's an honor and a tradition that will come to the forefront here in the United States of America. I'm a former United States Marine. If you were to say to yourself, Pete Santilli, why do you say the things that you do on air? Don't you know you're going to get in trouble? Guess what? I don't care about what kind of trouble you think I'm going to get in. I'm going to say this right now. That I absolutely agree with everything that Gunny said. At 79 years of age, I'm younger than Gunny. There are 20-something-year-old Marines who are under the command and they're following orders. And I understand that. But hopefully, at a certain point here very quickly, they're going to be given the orders to defend the United States of America from our domestic enemies. We have a domestic enemy right now that if they want to come and tell me that I have to keep my mouth shut, that means that you're on the other side. I want a peaceful resolution. I want us all to take our arms, our Second Amendment rights. There's a reason why that Second Amendment is put in place. There's a reason why people like Gunny Bob have been sent to Korea to keep out communism, right? There's a reason why we have the Second Amendment, because if it infiltrates our government and it takes over us, and they want to make us, they want to totally and completely enslave us, that people like Gunny, people like myself, people like other former United States Marines are ready to take care of business. And if there's anybody out there that's listening to me who thinks that they're going to come and challenge me and say that you can't say that, I say, I dare you to come and tell me I can't say what I just said. I dare you to come and tell me that Gunny can't say what he said, because it's what is in the best interest of the United States of America, for our people, for our families. And I say to my family members who are so brainwashed and so locked in and don't even recognize what's happening to your country, don't worry about it. We have Gunny Bob here to protect your family. We have Pete Santilli here to protect your family. We have Ombre here to protect your family. We got a bunch of military veterans that are about to kick your butt. You understand that? You're in law enforcement. You want to join us. You're in active duty military. You want to join us. You're a veteran. You want to join us. Guess what? We outnumber them. And they hate me telling you that. We outnumber them. We can do this without firing one shot. Once we realize that we have the power in our hands with our finger on the trigger to save us from slavery. Good night, everybody. I love you all. I say that every night. I really do.
It's true.